Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is off tonight, and so I am doing solo duty for Friday, April 12th, 2024. I did do today's crossword. I found it to be pretty tricky, just about as difficult as Thursday's. I had trouble getting traction at the beginning. It took me quite a while before I started to see a little less daylight and a little more filled in grid. The start was a tricky proposition for me. One across, no surprise there. And the answer was, that tracks. That was a phrase I had not seen before in the crossword. And I checked. In fact, it is a debut phrase for Evan Kalish, the author of today's crossword. Right beneath that, we had another interesting one, promise of a future return. I thought this was going to have something to do with taxes, but it turns out to be, the answer was, I owe you one. 16 across was lose steam, and that was tire. Right above that, we had no angels, that was imps. One of the problems I had in that northwest corner with that tracks was one down, the so-called roof of the world. For some reason, I knew it had something to do with the Himalayas, and I put down Nepal, but it turned out the correct answer was Tibet, and things became a lot easier once I substituted that. We had give a greeting in slang, and that was hola, I presume that's how you pronounce, H-O-L-L-A. And let's see, rentals for some weddings. I was sure it was going to be tuxes until I got the right answer, which was tents. I guess you need tuxes. I guess you need tents. Squirt was tyke. I did manage to get that one right away. That was sort of surprising. And seafood delicacy, three letters, was roe. That was as close to a gimme as I was going to get in that area of the grid. I really, in that northwest corner, I had to start in the sort of the eastern, the easternmost column of the northwest corner, if you know what I mean. And if you don't, take a look at xwordinfo.com because you can see the whole grid. In any event, I started with 10 down. Jason of TV's Shrinking. And that's a relatively recent series. I have not seen it. I've seen lots of promos. I know that Harrison Ford's in it. Anyways, it turned out to be Jason Segel. In the middle of that area, I did eventually get partner who's deep undercover, blanket hog, and I sort of was going for that right away. I thought that might have been a debut, except I do vaguely remember it from the crossword, and checking, I see that it has in fact shown up three times in the New York Times crossword. Let's see, 20 across, take a dim view of was hate watch. That was interesting and a bit of a struggle for me. 19 across, all-star group. I had an L in it and I had an I in it, and I went for A-list because they often talk about the A-listers, but it turned out to be elite. 22 across, still not quite sure what to make of this one. Makeup of some sleeves informally was tats. And I understand that you have tats on your arms. I'm not sure what it's doing on your sleeves. I guess it's inside the sleeves on the arms. I don't know. Listeners, if you want to help me out here, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. 23 across, bit of detritus from a Thanksgiving meal turned out to be cob. And I guess that's corn on the cob. And that B led into another tricky one in that corner. Save on rent, say, cohabit. Boy, that took me a while. Let's see here. And the one next to it. You know, you can tell we're sort of working our way into Saturday territory here with feeling of tightness was not, K-N-O-T. I thought it was going to be something like angst, or which, of course, wouldn't have fitted. Neither would it antsy. I wasn't really sure what to make of that, but not did not leap to mind. 24 across, expire was lapse. I guess that makes sense. And I think I might have known this. 25 across, Irene and Frederick Joliot, Joliot blank, co-winners of the 1935 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, and that was Curie. I think they're relatives of Madame Curie, but or Marie Curie. Let's see here. 29 across, Room for Creativity, Art Lab. It's like, wow, that was inspired. And definitely took me a while to stumble upon. As far as the debut is concerned, Art Lab has shown up before in the New York Times crossword. Not too often, I believe. Let's see, what else do we have here that is interesting? 25 down, coming from the same place as Curie, we had device that converts rotary motion into linear motion. And I thought it was going to be a cog, turned out to be a cam. Engineering is not my strong suit, so. 33 across, not quite sure what to make of that one. Letters in an empty slot. I had it ending in A, and I thought MIA, missing in action, but the much more appropriate answer was TBA, to be announced. The NFL team, this being 38 across, that has sold out every home game since 1970. So I had the second letter. I felt pretty good and fairly confident in it. 34 down, hot topic in criminology, arson. So I had that R, and I thought, oh, it's got to be Arizona. But that was not the correct answer. The correct answer was Broncos. Pretty amazing. They have sold out every home game since 1970. Of course, they don't tell you how big the arena was. Maybe it only seats 5, so maybe that isn't quite as impressive. I'm willing to bet it's pretty large, though, and I'm willing to bet that that is impressive. Let's see here. European automaker was Fiat, one of my favorite automakers. And 29 down, 40 across, alternative informally was Alpha. Let's see here. Buff relative was tan. I guess that makes sense. You're buff, you're tan. Maybe you're tan because you've been sunbathing in the buff. I don't know. 43 across, considering retirement, ? That was sleepy. And listeners, you probably know by now that if you see a clue and it ends in a question mark, do not go for the literal interpretation. It's some sort of a joke. Let's see. Block with a horn, 44 across, was Anvil. And I had all these ideas of people doing battle in the orchestra pit. And that was, I presume, what Evan Kalish was hoping I would be lured into thinking, but that was not the case. It wasn't, again, Anvil. Traditional service was Latin mass. And they've used those sort of clues before in the crossword. Let's see, 31 down, toiletry holder and a carry-on travel kit. That took me a bit. So did the one next to it. 30 down, ritual performance to break a spell. Rain dance. It's like, wow. And I had no idea what to make of 42 down. Brand name for the steroid. Hang on, I got to take a running leap at this thing here. Mometasone. And mometasone, it was apparently Nasonex. So I neither knew the clue and I did not recognize the answer, although Nasonex sounds vaguely familiar. I'm hoping it has something to do with the nose, just the fact that it's starting off with nays. But let's see. Chinese restaurant freebie, hot tea. I had the word hot, and I had a vision of them handing out little buns. So I had hot bun, and then I thought perhaps they were going to hand out a hot towel, but that was definitely not going to fit in three letters. Anyways, it turned out to be hot tea. They're in the southeast corner. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't mind me. You know, I had all sorts of things like you're doing great, or well, I wouldn't use the word doing because that showed up in the clue, but I had words sort of encouragement there, but it was something slightly different. Don't mind me. Vidalia for one, I got onion and then had to sweat to realize that it was sweet onion. And then the very last across, buttery side dish that's often grilled, Texas toast. That's something that I don't think about too often, and that is also a debut. We had, in fact, 5 debut words. We've already seen that tracks and now Texas toast. Travel kit was a debut, Nasonex was a debut, and 13 down, reason for a fare, spelled F-A-R-E, alert, was a price drop. So I found this to be a tough crossword. Maybe not a lot of jokes in it, but it was fun to do. 52 Down was, for me, a gimme because I've memorized this. The country whose name is part of the NATO phonetic alphabet. So I just went through that whole alphabet. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel, India, and then stopped at India and kept going to see if there was anything else. But I needed five letters and India did the trick. So that helped me in the bottom right corner. Anywho, great crossword by Evan Kalish. Well done, Evan. Thanks so much for that. Thanks for listening, everyone. Gene will be back tomorrow, and we'll be here to analyze or commiserate, just depending on what happens, Saturday's crossword. We hope you'll tackle it, and we'll see all of you again tomorrow.